going to plan, I should have a guest for you now. If not, I have an appropriately themed song to play for you. But Roger Pope, spokesperson for the Get Into Teaching campaign. Are you on the line now, Roger?
Hello, Ashley. Yes,
it worked. I'm always scared of doing telephone interviews. See, when you're in front of me in the studio, it all seems to go a lot easier. Whereabouts in the country are you now at the moment, Roger?
I'm actually in South Devon, so quite a long way from you, but I know Cambridge well.
Do you know Cambridge well? Were you a student here, or did you work here or live here for a little while?
I was a student here many years ago before I went into teaching.
Oh, where did you go?
I was at Sydney Sussex College in Cambridge.
Oh, lovely.
And then I went and I did a degree in English literature, and then I went and trained as an English teacher, and then have been in teaching ever since.
Well, welcome back to Cambridge, albeit only via the phone on the radio. But so to start off, you are the spokesperson for the Get Into Teaching campaign, and we're talking about this survey about the millennials being at their career crossroads. But shall we start off with how you got into teaching, Roger?
Well, I got into teaching because I wanted to do a job where I felt I could make a difference. And I guess when you leave university and you're full of idealism, then you want a job where you think this is not just going to be humdrum, this is not just time serving, this is something where I really am going to make a bit of an impact. So I went into teaching and found that actually it is a truism that every lesson really does shape a life. And all of those interactions that you're having with young people and with children, you don't necessarily see the impact straight away, but you can just see the way in which it's seeping in and that you are going to have impact on people in the future. So that's made it a really great and satisfying career for me, and it's also enabled me to work all over this country, to work abroad, to come back. So it's been a great career for me. So it's a real pleasure for me now to say to people, if you are one of those two-thirds of millennials who's got itchy feet, who's not feeling particularly passionate about your job, you want something more rewarding, you want something with better long-term prospects, then have a think about teaching and have a look at our website, which is called Get Into Teaching, and find out a bit more about it.
Excellent. So tell me about this survey then. Was it sparked by the Get Into Teaching campaign, or did you just get wind of it and throw your support behind the findings?
Well, no, we worked with some people in order to do this, and the findings came back that over two-thirds of millennials, so that's people who were born in the 80s or 90s, feel as though they are likely to change their career at some point. Over three-quarters of them said that they have felt it at a crossroads of some time or another. But what really excited us was that over two-thirds of them said that if they did change career, then they would consider teaching. And so that was great news for us, because sometimes people don't realise how many teachers are actually employed in this country. We have 453,000 teachers at work.
Oh, I didn't know it was that many.
And that's 12,000 more than back in 2010. So as the population grows, obviously we need more teachers. And we also want the best. So we think that young people who are growing up and shaping society need the very best people, giving them the very best start in life. And so we're always on the lookout for those people and always trying to get the message out to people that teaching is a great career if they want to give it a try.
Right, and almost, you mentioned there in the survey, almost three-quarters said they would consider teaching, and that's a huge chunk of those surveyed, but we're still hearing that there aren't enough teachers. So what barriers do you think those people who are interested may be facing, which is the barriers are actually stopping them from taking the plunge and becoming a teacher, even though they're interested?
Well, I think it's that phrase, taking the plunge. I think for an awful lot of people, then just that idea of making a major change in their life is indeed scary. And of course, the other thing is that people may feel as though they don't quite know what schools are like nowadays compared with when they were at school themselves. And so what we've done through the website, Get Into Teaching, is we've given people the opportunity of hooking up with somebody online or over the phone who can advise them on the various routes into teaching. It also explains to them the process, so you can apply now to start a training course in September this year, And you can also see on the website, which sometimes surprises people, that in some of the key subjects, subjects like maths, modern languages, then you can get a tax-free bursary of up to $26,000 while you train. And I think that, that can be really helpful in easing people through taking the plunge, because it just takes away some of those financial worries until they start earning a salary again.
Yeah, it is quite a big undertaking, isn't it? Because you need to take a PGCE. Is that a full year course?
Yes, the PGCE is a postgraduate qualification. So if you already have a degree, then you do a 1 year training course that leads to what we call QTS, qualified teaching status. And that may or may not also include a PGCE. So once you've got that, then you're qualified to teach. If you don't have a degree, then you can do a 3 year course where you get the degree alongside that qualification. So there are routes for people with degrees or without degrees. But quite interestingly, then 73% of trainees now have a 2.1 or better, and indeed 20% of them have a first. So it is a profession which is appealing to that top end of graduate.
That's great, though. So what do you think there might be a difference? Did you leave university and go straight into teaching?
I did, but that's not by any means necessarily the norm. We have people who do a year or two in a job and find it's not for them. We have people who perhaps go off travelling for a couple of years and then come back and decide they want to settle. And we have people who are, you know, relatively late stage in their career, so the millennials in their 30s and 40s, but also people in their 50s who decide that they want to make a change. They want to get a job which they can use the passion for their subject, that they can inspire young people, feel some real sense of worth in what they're doing. And they switch routes quite late into life. And sometimes quite unusual routes. So I have somebody who did a languages degree, but for whatever reason, she ended up being the manager of a greetings card shop for a big greetings card chain. And she was in just this position where she felt as though she wanted to change. So she trained as a teacher, became a modern languages teacher, but that could then use the managerial skills that she'd used in that previous role, and very quickly got promoted to a head of department job. So all sorts of different routes, really.
Yeah, and it's, if you've been in the workforce in your subject for a while, you'll be bringing lots of skills that people who maybe do go straight into teaching don't have. So you might have strengths in other areas. But we do as well. The thing we hear a lot about is about the stress surrounding the job. That seems to sort of sadly overtake education news in some ways. But if we have teachers listening who are currently struggling, maybe wondering whether they can stick it out, or people who are hesitant to try the profession because they hear about all the stress, what advice would you give them to try and regain their passion for the profession or kind of get through the more difficult times?
I think it's sometimes about finding the right school for you. So different people are attracted to different challenges. So some people really like a tough school where they're on their toes all the time and they're on the alert and they get a great deal of satisfaction from that. Other people like somewhere which is a much calmer sort of environment. So I think sometimes people who are feeling that slight sense of burnout, maybe a change of school is the answer. And I think the other thing to say on that is that everybody involved with teaching, you know, whether it's the government, the unions, schools, are really aware of the dangers of people burning out if they're under too much pressure or too much stress. And so schools over the last 3 or 4 years have really been working hard at this, and the government has as well. So reducing workload is now a priority in all of our schools. It's part of the Ofsted inspection framework to make sure that inspectors are making sure that schools are taking that into account. Whereas when I started teaching, you spent every Sunday evening preparing your lessons for the next day. Now schools have got all that online. Teachers collaborate and share that, so that is a much reduced stress for people. And a lot of effort goes into managing behaviour now, so that even though sometimes in society we hear about these challenges, all the schools that I go into are very well ordered communities, actually. So I think go and try a few different schools, go on the website, get the opportunity through that to perhaps go and spend a day in a school and see what it's like and see if it's for you.
That's great advice. So what is it that keeps you in the profession then? Do you see you see yourself sticking with education, I take it, for the rest of your career? What do you love about it so much?
I love the variety. I love the fact that actually, you know, in some jobs that I've done, I've done summer jobs and so on in the past, where you really are clock watching and waiting for it to come to an end. It's never like that in teaching. You know, every minute brings something slightly different because every child is different. So I've really enjoyed that sense of challenge, that sense of making a difference. And have we got time to tell you a little story?
Yeah, I was going to ask you a little story, actually.
Without revealing the
ID of any of your pupils. Yeah. But yeah, it's those human stories that are, they're the things that stick with you, aren't they?
I'll change the names to protect the innocent. you know, it's those kind of moments where years later you bump into former pupils. So I took my aged mother, my 93-year-old mother, out for lunch in Bath one Saturday. And we were sitting having lunch, and this person came over. I didn't recognise. He said, "Excuse me, it's Mr. Pope, isn't it?" And I said, "Yes, I'm sorry, I don't recognise you." And it turned out to be a girl called Lindsay, who I had not seen for something like 22 years. And the last time I saw her, I was actually teaching her A-level English in Hong Kong, of all places.
Oh.
And she looked at my mother and she said, "You know, I owe everything to this man," she said. I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Well, it was because of you that I went to Cambridge University. You were the one that inspired me and encouraged me and enabled me to do that. And that's shaped my life ever since." So, you know, that was the most amazing moment for my 93-year-old mother to feel that her layabout son had actually done something useful in his life.
And also to make you feel great about your career choices as well.
Absolutely, yes. And you know, I could tell you different stories like that that just make it worthwhile.
Oh, excellent. Well, thank you so much, Roger, spokesperson for the Get Into Teaching campaign. And what was your website again, if people wanted to have a look at what you do?
Just put the three words, Get Into Teaching, into the search engine, and it will pop up.
Thank you very much for joining us on Cambridge 105 Radio. Thanks a lot, Roger. Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye.
So, if you're thinking of a career change, maybe get into teaching, everyone. I'm going to get you a really quick travel update now, and I'll be back with more brilliant music afterwards. Cambridge 105 Radio.